I was hoping to find a tennis partner to play on the weekend. I've been playing a lot of tennis since the pandemic, since it's great for social distancing. I knew one of my colleagues also liked tennis, so I asked him what his weekend plans were. He said, "Oh, probably just doom scrolling." I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. What was my colleague planning to do on the weekend? What was he talking about? Well, if you have been paying attention, you've probably heard of doom scrolling. It's become a really common activity in 2020. But if you haven't heard of it yet, can you guess what it means? Well, the word doom refers to something bad that is going to happen. A terrible fate, such as death or destruction. And nowadays, scrolling is a verb that refers to moving up or down on a website or social media feed. This word has certainly become a common word in English in the past 10 or 20 years. So, knowing what doom and scrolling mean, do you have any idea what the words mean together? Well, doom scrolling is when people scroll down their social media feeds looking for bad news and bad things that are happening. And it is kind of an addiction for some people. Since the pandemic started, it has gotten worse, and most psychologists will tell you to stop doing it. Doom scrolling is a cause of anxiety and even depression. So if you catch yourself doing it, take a break and go do something you really like. Maybe a game of tennis. So now you know what doom scrolling is, and you can probably point it out when you see a friend or colleague doing it. But if you feel like doom scrolling, go to Venture English instead and use that time to improve your English. Your English will certainly sound better and you'll feel better too. If you have a question for me, please come to our website at ventureenglish.com. That's VENTURENGLISH.com and become a member. You can submit a request for a topic that I can cover on 3-Minute English or one of the other programs or podcasts that we offer. You can also take advantage of the learning materials we've provided on the site. Oh, and come to our YouTube channel and subscribe. That's the Venture English YouTube channel. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Preston from Venture English. Thanks for joining me on 3-Minute English.